So we begin this yoga nidra by lying back into the mat. So just slowing down the respirations, letting the muscles disengage, letting yourself be supported by the earth. Just come into a general state of ease and release. Eyes are closed. And we're just trying to see the physical body from the inside out. Using that internal vision, check from head to toe, see if there's any tension, any engagement. And if there isn't, just bring your mind's eye to that point and breathe slowly and let your physical body relax at that space. And by this basic body scan or check, you can help ensure that your whole physical existence from heel to crown is in a state of relaxation. Just thinking of your physical body as one, almost like one empty vestibule. Just let it be nice and free. Empty feeling. And slowing those respirations. So the toes, the calves, the thighs, watch those lower limbs just melt into the earth. The glutes, the low back. And then just take a slight psychic rest at the heart chakra. And just breathe slowly at that spot. Give you a sense of rest and ease to the vital organs. Let the heart open physically, psychically. And then from that point out, spread out through across the sternum to the shoulders and underarms and relax down to the fingers on each side. And then take a nice little jump right to the throat chakra, the Vishuddha chakra, fifth chakra. Relax to the throat. And just kind of rise up towards the facial features, maybe come to the tip of the nose. Breathe quietly, easily there, and let from that point of stillness at the tip of the nose, let that emanate. And let all the elements of the facial features relax. Let those muscles soften. You're just letting down of your guard. We all have a certain mask that we often present to the world. Just let that completely dissipate. Let there be no external presentation that's different from your inner feeling. And we take that psycho-spiritual journey towards. Let's just start at the Trikuti point, midpoint between the eyebrows, and we just kind of harness all the mental waves, all our psychic energy, right there at that frontal portion, that kind of seat or the gateway to the inner mind. And then from there we open up that psycho-spiritual pursuit, that intuitional channel towards the very nucleus of the mental arena, towards the center of the mind. So shine your inner torch, your inner light, and make your journey into the very center of the mind, peeling off the outer sheaths, piercing through the chatter, and diving into that pool of consciousness within. With each and every inhalation, we go deeper inside into the nucleus, crossing one threshold after the next. And on the exhale, we just kind of ease ourselves at that newest point of discovery. And then next inhale, again, deeper inside, because there's almost limitless pursuit of a sense of ease and peace and stillness within. So don't settle for a place of you've been before. Go to a new place deeper inside. You're using your inhalation, your internal vision, and perhaps most importantly, akuti, that sense of yearning and longing to experience a deep sense of peace and internal equipoise. And wherever you've reached, just begin to bask at that place. Let the mind be completely drenched in that sense of ease, of stillness. You can physically feel the mental wavelengths lengthen and straighten and come into a very calm state. And just use this time to delve deeper inside and to soak up every morsel of this yoga nidra practice of your journey within. last deep inhalation and exhale out, letting the mind spread across the whole entire cosmos. Rotate those palms down into the mat, feeling that tactile expression, that grounding, coming back into this physical plane. Bending the knees, soles of the feet into the earth. One arm high to the sky and back overhead, and gently rotate into a lateral position. Good. Resting on the side, being parallel to earth and sky, a perfect conduit of all the spheres. Take a deep inhale and exhale, coming on up into a seated position. You sit in a way that's comfortable for you, crossing the legs. You may either have the hands in the lap or on the knees. Long, slow breaths, being used to the head being upright and letting any lightheadedness dissipate. And just sitting under the great sky, one unit being surrounded by infinite cosmos in all respects, in all angles, in all directions. Yet not dwarfed by it, but rather one with it. And on the inhalation, take in the luminescence of the stars and all the celestial bodies, holding that as your own. And on the exhale, letting out and spreading the love of your heart across the whole universe. Just sitting here in your stance and ideating in a way that is comfortable for you, maybe just calming and nurturing within. On the next inhalation, draw the palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, that doorstep to the inner realm of mind. And using all the charms of the mind, and draw the hands down to the heart. Good. Recognizing that infinite consciousness that unites each and every human being, internally we say namaskar.